from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo, topping our report this hour. TV personalities rallying behind Jimmy Kimmel after the late night host was indefinitely suspended by ABC for comments made about the alleged assassination of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. It was a move celebrated by President Trump, who suggested the FCC could look at pulling the licenses of other networks critical of him. Jon Stewart opened up Comedy Central's The Daily Show with tongue-in-cheek praise of the administration. Stephen Colbert, whose late show was canceled by CBS and is set to end in May, said that people should push back against Disney-owned ABC and noted people are shocked by what he called a blatant assault on free speech. At least two New Jersey teachers are out of jobs, some under a review after backlash over social media posts about Charlie Kirk.
Conservative activists have been publicly identifying New Jersey teachers over negative online posts about Charlie Kirk's assassination. Rider University confirms it fired an adjunct professor who came up short of, quote, expectations for respectful and civil engagement. A Rockaway teacher has resigned after initially saying her account had been hacked. And school officials in Little Egg Harbor and New Providence say potentially offensive posts will be reviewed thoroughly and appropriate action taken. In Vote, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Two New Jersey lawmakers from both sides of the political aisle are joining forces to promote civility in politics on college campuses. The New Jersey College Civility Tour comes in the wake of Charlie Kirk's murder. The conservative activist was famous for going to college campuses across the U.S., encouraging debates with young people. Now Republican and Democratic State Senators John Bramnick and Joseph Cryan plan to host a series of public debates aimed at college students to show that civility is possible in politics and to promote a more moderate tone in political rhetoric. This portion of the news is made possible by Parks Casino, exit 6 off the Jersey Turnpike. See comedian Russell Peters on September 27th or funny man Brian Regan on November 22nd at the Excite Center inside Parks Casino. Visit parkscasino.com. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. New Jersey has about 150,000 residents with intellectual or developmental disabilities, which can make it hard to communicate with healthcare providers. Amy Fisher is program director for Rutgers Project Echo. She says in a Rutgers Health pilot program, virtual training improved care for such patients.
Developing individualized communication plans. So if somebody has a sensory concern, maybe adjusting the lighting in the exam room or making it feel less clinical if you're in the emergency room.
The program ran for 16 sessions, after which 90% of the 212 participants said they learned how to more effectively help such patients. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. It's going to feel like fall this weekend. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey, fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Let's talk about this sunny, warm, late summer day. Great for playing outside, working outside, whatever you got going on today. This weekend will be nice too, just much cooler. So highs today, mainly in the mid-80s. Humidity levels are fine, nice and manageable. You might sweat a little bit during the heat of the day, but not too bad. Tonight, mainly clear, comfortably cool, lows in the upper 50s. Tomorrow will be much cooler, but still pleasant. We'll see sunshine with some clouds for your Saturday. No more 80s here. Highs will be in the lower 70s. Sunday looks like the cloudier, cooler day of the weekend. Highs around 70, and there will be a chance for some sprinkles on Sunday to the south and along the coast. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Clark, 78. Middletown, 77. Atlantic City, 79. Weather brought to you by Trinity Rehab. Still having neck, back, shoulder, or leg pain? Let the physical therapists at Trinity Rehab help, with locations all over New Jersey and Pennsylvania and same-day appointments with no prescription needed to get started. Check them out at trinity-rehab.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.